Kevin's been your guy here for a few months. I guess what do you think of him?
You know what, he's done a nice job. We had a little bit of a chance to see him last year, and he did a nice job there on his couple starts, and then he's continued to improve as training camps gone on and mini camps and everything else.
Andy, do you think that's the right way to do it, like these guys did with Aaron and let him sit for a couple of years, and what you did with Kevin? Is that the preferred way to ease a quarterback in, or would you be just as inclined to throw a guy in there right away?
Well, I didn't let Donovan play much his first year, so I kind of went this route. Doug Peterson was the guy the first year for most of the season, and then Don came in and really just started a couple games. He was hurt one of them, so he really started one game and then finished up next year as a starter. So I think that's a good thing, just a little bit of a grace period. If you can afford to do that, I think that's a good thing. It just depends on who else you have there to play that position.
Andy, you know, in 07, Rodgers went in when Favre got hurt in Dallas and played pretty well. And, you know, Rodgers said it was important for him, for his own confidence and for the guys around him. Do you see the same thing having happened because Kevin got the work that he got last year when Donovan was sidelined? Did you see that effect either on him or on the guys?
I think the guys they're comfortable with him, and that's you know, I'm talking about the linemen and the receivers and tight ends and running backs. So I think that helps, especially when you're talking about two guys that are following two great players, really legends in their own right there. So it's I think it helps. I think it helps. Aaron probably said it right. I mean, it helps the confidence level and tells you, hey, listen, I can do this thing, and let's see what we can do when we have an opportunity during the season, a full season. And Aaron's done it. Aaron's turned into one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League now, and Kevin's just starting that process.
Andy, Kevin contacted Aaron in the offseason. Did you encourage him to do that? Is that something you kind of set up?
No, I didn't. But that's how Kevin operates. He wanted to know. He talked to a couple of different quarterbacks, and I think that's a good thing. I don't discourage it, and I think that's an important thing to do.
Did you guys spend a lot of any training camps working on Packers stuff?
No.
What? Andy, what kind of matchup problems do your wide receivers present to the opponent?
Well, we got a couple guys that are, they're pretty good players, and they get out there and they try hard, and they can run okay and catch okay, but I'll tell you, Green Bay's got a few of them, huh? I mean, they've got some pretty good ones, too. I know John McDermott's talked to me about them, and they got some explosive guys there.
Andy, we didn't see you in person last year. How is the defense different with Sean following Jim, who obviously was such a great coordinator?
Yeah, well, you know what? We've talked about the quarterbacks here, and that's it's a similar situation where you follow a legend. It's not easy. And but Sean, I'll tell you, what a great job he did last year. I dealt the cards that he was dealt with. Jim didn't pass away until we were well into training camp, and so Sean was not really acknowledged as a coordinator until that was all settled, and Sean handled just the whole thing. I mean, Sean's like a son to Jim, number one, so it was tough on him from a personal standpoint, but he stepped in. I thought he did just a tremendous job. There's only one Jim Johnson, and when Sean's done, somebody's going to say that about Sean McDermott. There's only one Sean McDermott. I want to be as respectful to Jim as I can. I mean, Jim is a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, and Sean is just starting that process.
Andy, was that kind of the plan of succession all along, even aside from Jim's health problems? Because Sean was kind of in the discussion here when McCarthy was looking for a defensive coordinator, and he wasn't interested in moving.
Or the head coach wouldn't let him move? What was that? now, listen, I'm telling you, I have a lot of respect for him. He started off as my administrative assistant. Now, I'm going, this guy is a star right here, and he hasn't disappointed me one bit. He just, he's very talented.
Andy, did the Packers ask you for permission to speak to Sean after 2008?
You know what, I'm not even sure. I can't even remember back that far, but I know if they were going to talk to him, they would do it, because that's the way Ted handles himself. So honestly, I can't remember.
What do you think of the corners with opposite Williams, with Tremont Williams and Sam Shields?
I think they're very good. So I think Ted has put together a phenomenal group here. And you think, look at what he's done building that program up. I mean, I've always had a lot of respect for Ted, and this even makes it greater. And Mike, I know Mike's an offensive guy, but Mike puts people in the right position to allow these players to make plays, and that's what that's what the guys are doing for him. So. And there are just a couple of them that are very aggressive guys.
Andy, it does look like they're going to have a undrafted rookie playing their nickel. As a coach, at some level, you have to target that guy, don't you, as an offensive guy like you are?
I'm just an okay offensive guy, but I'm going to look at that now that you told me.
Andy, there's a few of us here that were here when you were here, and you've been doing that for a long time now in Philly. How much longer do you think you're going to keep doing this?
I don't know. I really haven't gone there yet. I know I've got a great situation here from the owner on down, and I'm enjoying it. I've got the energy, and as long as I keep playing against great teams like Green Bay, I'm good, man. It energizes you. It's a neat deal, and I haven't lost that zip for that yet.
You know, Ron told me once that one of his biggest mistakes was just not hiring you instead of Ray in '99. Has there ever been a part of you that wondered about what it would have been like to take over here after Mike, or has it worked out so well in Philly that you never really thought about it?
Listen, that's a tough job, man. Mike Holmgren, when they start naming streets after you, those guys are tough to take over for. So, I love Green Bay, and those were phenomenal years there. The people in Green Bay and the organization, unbelievable. I mean, just phenomenal, phenomenal people. And so my experience there was great. But I haven't gone back and thought about that. But I can tell you that every brat that was offered me, I ate.
Andy, obviously the Philadelphia fans have a reputation for being a little bit impatient. Do you think it's important for Kevin to get off to a fast start on Sunday?
Listen, I think it's more how you finish than how you start. I will tell you that. But I think if you ask Kevin the same question, he'd love to get off to a fast start. I think every quarterback would probably like to do that. But on the other hand, that you finish strong is important.
Andy, you coached tight ends for a fair amount of time. What do you think of JerMichael Finley?
I think he's very talented, and I think he's got a great connection with his quarterback, and that to me is how you know how good this kid is. I mean, when you've got a great quarterback that trusts you and utilizes you as a go-to guy, and the coaches trust you to move you all around and flex you out and keep you tight and get out of the back, wherever they put them, that quarterback finds them. And that tells me that this guy's pretty good. And then he's got great production and numbers. So I would tell you he's a very, very good player.